organization?
Well, I had this £100 for my aunt as a gift, and I decided to go to Paris on it.
That's something that plays a very large role in your life, isn't it, Paris?
Very much, yes.
Can you explain it to me?
Well, I found it very lively compared to England at that time. There was no very prominent school except the Slade, which I didn't altogether like the count of. I gather that Tonks was entirely in charge of it. And so I rather would like to go to another atmosphere altogether.
And you studied at La Palette under Jacques Blanche.
That's true.
How much did the impressionism that you were taught there affect your work?
Well, I suppose it affected me entirely. I was very much interested in the impressionist pictures which I was able to see, not very many. There was the Caillebotte collection in the Luxembourg, to be seen by everybody. And I was overwhelmed by the beauty of those pictures, but they didn't seem to me exactly what one could learn from, except in a big way.
Is there anything that stands out in your mind from that period that is particularly striking, a particular influence that is very real to you even today?
Well, I suppose it was really a good deal owing to Simon Bussy that I kept in touch with modern French painting. He put me in, it was he who advised me to go to La Palette and sent me with a letter to Jacques-Émile Blanche, who telling him that I was a friend of his and would very much profit from my schooling with him. He sent me with a letter to Matisse, whom I went to see in the suburbs of Paris. By that time he wasn't famous or rich, but very important to artists, so that it was a great chance for me to go to see him in his studio.
You didn't study with him at all? It was just a question of seeing his work?
No, it was simply one visit, yes. I saw him afterwards, but that was the first time I ever met him.